it's just incredible the amount of history that is about to take our stage right here. The fellas that are getting ready to come up here and play some music for you, they've had so much influence on so many people in so many forms of acoustic music that it just boggles my mind. So instead of talking to you a whole heck of a lot, I'm just going to go ahead and introduce to you the Dog Jam, and it's David Grisman, and he's joined by Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall and Tony Rice.
Thank you. want to just put another D string on.
Well, thank you so much. It's really really a treat for me to get to pick with these guys, especially in selfishly getting them to play the dog tunes. You know, just they excel at that, in my opinion. They are some of the original architects of this music. Mr. Tony Rice was the original guitarist, and he kind of rewrote the book on, or finished a few chapters in the history of bluegrass guitar, you know, that were started by some other guys, and Tony kind of put the lid on the whole thing, and he's, you know, a great artist in his own right, and it's great to get to pick in this context with him. As well as Daryl Anger, who's the original founding fiddle player. And Mr. Mike Marshall, who came in early in the game. I came in at a time where I had worn my arm off playing. And, you know, I'm one of the first mandolin players ever to hire other mandolin players. I want you to know that. Anyhow, we'll play something from our first album that we made. And when Tony joined the group, he said, you know, I could never write a tune. I said, sure you could. And the next day he came over and he had written this tune. Never say never. guys should do some talking.
Yeah, let's see.
Thanks.
Well, we all love bluegrass music. That's one thing we have in common beyond dog music. And what would you like to pick here?
Play a fiddle tune?
Sure, yeah.
This is a bluegrass festival, isn't it? Boy, it's nice to be back in the great state of Florida. I actually grew up down in Lakeland, so, man, it's fun to be back.
That tune was probably cut here, man.
What's that?
Ralph's Banjo Special was probably cut here.
Ralph's Banjo Special. That's a, is that a Ralph Stanley tune? Must be. We're going to play some old-time stuff for you here.
Ralph Stanley, I believe, played here many, many times.
That's right, in this very
with his brother
part,
Carter,
right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's nice to see a lot of friends. Nobody's changed a bit in the 25 years since I've been back. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
We'll only play this about half
fast. Half fast,
okay. I hope. You want to count?
I don't want to scare you like that.
It's only one thing better than two mandolins, and that's three mandolins. And back in the early days of the quintet, we used to play this number. We had just about everybody playing mandolin in the band. Even Tony, I think, played some mandolin.
At the beginning of every new century, the mandolin has a renaissance. And we're there again. It's back, friends.
Of course, all them renaissances got started at the end of the previous century. This one's called Ricochet.
Well, I got to say, when the first David Grisman Quintet record came out, I was living down here in Florida, and it definitely blew my mind in the sort of cosmic way. And I think it happened to a lot of people. And it was Tony Rice and Daryl Anger and David, and Todd Phillips actually was playing mandolin. And so this was one of the tunes from that record, and it was a very hip kind of funky thing in E minor. Called Pneumonia. We're going to bring out a friend for this fellow who played with us yesterday. He's kind of redefining your idea of what the cello is capable of doing. Bring him out here. Rashad Eggleston. Rashad, where did you go? My brother. This guy flew all the way down here from Boston to be a part of this. There you go.
Part of the great thing about this kind of music, whatever kind of music that it is that there really is a kind of a tradition of people coming up through, you know, younger people and older musicians are, you know, kind of equally respecting each other. There's no real generation gap in this kind of scene, which is really great. And you know, when I was a young musician coming up, and David and Tony kind of took me on, you know, sort of like college, being in this band. And, it was a great thing for me, and kind of got me where I am today. And same thing with Mike when he came in as a young guy. And you know, we just see all these incredible young musicians. Last night we had Josh, of course. Josh is only 10.
We got Joe Craven here.
We got Joe too.
Up with us.
Got Joe Craven too. And see Rashad coming in, you know, and playing like he does, great like he does. It's just, you know, it's kind of on part of an unbroken chain of music that we hope is just going to keep going and going.
Thank you. Thank you.
any remaining members of my band, past, present, past or present, is welcome to come up here. We've got a few more minutes to entertain you folks, so the more the merrier. Hey, we've enjoyed picking for you folks here, and I've really enjoyed getting to pick with these guys. This is another number from that original album, which is still in print, incidentally. I think it's on Ryko Disc.
Is that
Rhino Records. Good call.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I guess they'll let us play one more. You know, we'll do this for all the bluegrass pickers. Red Rowan over there. This one isn't nearly as alien faster, but it's fast. I wrote this in a car. Fortunately, I wasn't driving. I looked out the window and it said Barstow, 14 miles. So this is 14 miles to Barstow. Thanks so much for coming out. Hope to see you before too long. Daryl Anger, Vassar Clements, Enrique Correa, Rashad, Joe Craven, Jim Kerwin, Tony Rice, Matt Eckel.
And on the sound, we got Larry Ack Cummings, of course. If you hear us, you're hearing him. And the man we call Dog, David Grisman.